Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
From NBI Studios, this is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Roth. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Truth and Justice. For this week's episode, as I mentioned on this week's follow-up, I'm really wanting to move ahead and start working on the case against Robert and Christian. I've actually got a whole episode put together, ready to put out on that or ready to record. But I'm trying to find a way to make this more linear. And since we just did Javier's interview and we did Jacob's interview, a few people have posted on social media, and we talked a little bit about this on the follow-up, that we're just listening to all these interviews, we're not getting any information. If you feel like you're not getting information, you need to listen more carefully. What I'm doing now is continuing on the track that I would if I was investigating, and it's the track that the officers did. We're following a trail of breadcrumbs, and it's absolutely possible that Becky was not the target of this attack. And maybe what we end up doing is clearing this list of suspects and moving on. But there is a ton of information here. Not just about Becky and about the way Becky lived and her relationships, but we also hear little nuggets about John and Vicky and about the home life and other risk factors that we haven't learned about before. And it is critically important, and the reason I'm continuing down this path, why I've shifted away from the episode I had planned for this week, is because when we start cross-referencing the stories of this whole group, we start to get not only a clearer picture of what actually happened that night, but I'm also noticing some big discrepancies, and we start to see who's lying, who's telling the truth, and where the utility is in those lies. So this is very, very important that we continue down this track, and so that's what we're going to do right now. Another thing that I want to address, again, as I said in the follow-up, but in case you didn't listen, in these interview episodes, it is critically important that you listen to the Friday follow-ups. They're very long. They're packed full of information. None of these interviews are the types of interviews where I can just pull 5 minutes and play it and talk about it. So because this is a crowdsource investigation, I'm giving you guys the whole thing, and then we're breaking them down on Fridays. Some things that I want you to listen for in this episode is, first, you need to know the context here. This is the 25th of September. Javier had just been interviewed at the police station, and shortly after that, I don't know the exact time, seems like maybe an hour has passed, because he says Corey Donovan is essentially his alibi for that night. Police then go to Corey Donovan's house to talk to him to verify what Javier had said. I cut out at the beginning of this interview because there's a dog barking and it's just awful to listen to. But what happens here is the police come in and Corey's parents say, "Oh, his room's a mess. You guys should talk outside." Then the officer goes into Corey's room, speaks to him in his room, and Corey says, "No, we should go outside." They go outside and it gets revealed about halfway through the interview that Javier was actually in Corey's room. And from other reports, we find out that he was actually hiding in the closet when the officers got there. So just so you know that, and then I also want you to listen through the end of the interview. You hear it kind of end. I did delete out there's a lot of footsteps and car doors opening and closing. I cut that stuff out, but the officers go back into the house to get a copy of a tape. And there's a brief conversation with Corey's mother that occurs during that time. I wanted to include that. It's not great audio, but I want to make sure that you have it so it's there. So after a short break, we're going to get into Season 12, Episode 19, Corey Donovan's interview.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
You can't hide those indications, and that's why yesterday I knew that he did it.
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special.
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just say you're sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You were up at 4, baking pastries at 5, and open at 6. 100th cappuccino by 8, 200th customer by 9, and there's still 12 hours to go. That's why you need a business broadband that works as hard as you do. Introducing Sky Business. With 4G internet backup and our stay connected guarantee, that's better business. To find out more, visit skybusiness.com. Sky Fiber only, 30-second 4G activation or one-off credit. New customers, Pro Plus packs only. T's and C's apply.
Been talking with a lot of people, and as we do, names come up, such as your name. So what we need to do is go to each person and kind of get a statement from them to kind of see where it fits in with the circle. We talked to Javier, and he's mentioned that he was with you some parts of the weekend. So what we need to do is kind of get your statement and make sure it kind of fits his statement. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Let me just get some personal information here. Is it C-O-R-Y?
Yeah, no way.
And you have a middle name for it?
Michael. M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
And how are you spelling Donovan?
D-O-N-O-V-A-N.
And your birthday? And how old are you?
18.
And are you working or going to school?
I'm going to school at COD. I'm looking for a job right now.
How long have you been going to COD?
Just graduated. Yeah, just graduated high school.
So this is the first month of college?
Yeah.
You taking the full load or what?
Why not? I have an English class, a math class, and my history of photography, so it's like 11 credits. I had weight training when I dropped it, so I think I was like one. So I was pretty much full-time now, just like regular.
Okay. That's the easiest class you had, man.
I totally forgot to go to it for the 2 days out of the week, so. I already go to the gym. I have a trainer at Gold's Gym, so I was like, no big loss. Yeah. Even my parents were like, you know.
Free credit. Okay. What's your home number? Can you give me your cell phone number again? I know I called you, but. Obviously you're not in trouble for anything, and I just want to be clear with you. What we're doing is investigating Becky's death and the death of her mom, and her boyfriend. We're not out looking, you know, to get anyone else in trouble. We're just looking for the people responsible for the death of those people. And when talking with people, we understand that, you know, people may do things, you know, use drugs, smoke pot, drive around drunk. In our interview, some of these things have come up, and although they're not good, we're not here to bust anybody for those or, you know, take those statements and go tell someone to get them in trouble.
Yeah.
We're here just to get the facts, to find out who's responsible for the death of these folks. Okay? So, if you smoke weed and you tell us that, we're not going to go tell your dad. Okay, so we've talked.
Well, I never smoked.
So, why don't you tell me what you know about Becky?
Well, from what I know, she had, like, I guess, a hard time in the past with her dad. I guess he was, like, abusive, her real dad or something like that. Heard bits and pieces from Javi, but I never really heard, like, the whole thing or anything. I don't think she really ever talked to me about it. So...
when did you meet Becky?
It was, like, a first party at my friend. I think it was Javi's house. It was, like we'll get-together, kickback type thing. And I think that's, like, yeah, it's the first time she came and invited her there, but...
how long ago was that?
I don't know.
Like, a year, 2 years, a month?
I was still in school, in high school, so probably about a few months back.
Sometime during your senior year?
Yeah, towards, like, the end, probably.
Did you know anything personal about Becky?
Well, she told me some stuff about, like, her boyfriend. I mean, well, her ex, I say, Robert Tate.
Okay. What did she tell you about Robert?
Well, she'd always say that, you know, he'd still call her and say that he loves her, and she loved him, and then she'll always love him. It was her first love. I think she lost her virginity to him, apparently, or something like that.
When was the last time you actually spoke with Becky?
I smoked cigarettes, but, yeah.
No, spoke with Becky, not smoke.
Oh, I usually smoke. I'm like, that. I'm just smoking with her.
Got smoking on your mind, man.
Well, man, I told you, just chill, relax.
Yeah, well, I remember I was pretty intoxicated, and I ran into the Denny's to use the bathroom, and I saw her, and I was, she's helping customers, I'm just like, Becky! And she just looks over, she's like, whoa, okay, that was weird. So I walk out, and I walk back out, and I'm like, hey, what's up? And I was like, I pretty much yelled at me. I was like, we need to get drunk together. Drunk together again, like that. So I just walked up. She's like, okay.
When was that?
Honestly, you guys don't have the same memory, so ask any of my friends right now. It wasn't too far back.
You know, we're talking days, weeks, months?
Probably weeks. Maybe like a month.
So when was she telling you this about Robert?
It was, general guess, like a month or two before that, probably. A
couple months ago, then?
Yeah, probably.
How often did you talk to Becky?
Just when she was around Javi. I never really hung out with her myself, because when Javi was around, and I'd be hanging out with him, and she'd be there, and then he'd go.
So you and Javi are pretty close friends, then?
Yeah. And then he started hanging out with her, like, 24-7, so.
What's the deal with that?
He was just really attached to her. I think he never really, like, got the affection I think she showed him from his mom or any kind of girl. I mean, he wasn't that close with his dad. And his mom is always gone. You know, Bobby is always gone doing her thing. His sister was gone for a while, too. And, I mean, yeah, I'm a guy friend, but I can't show that same kind of feminine sort of attention. So I think he just really dig that. And her personality was, like, kind of either hate or he just love. I guess he was just in love with the personality.
Were they dating or anything?
No, they weren't dating, but they'd always hang out together. Mm-hmm. He'd always tell me, he's like, you know, I love that girl. I'd do anything for her. I don't want to see her, like, pain, stuff like that.
Did you ever go up to Becky's place?
No, the first time I went up was with him to go see, like, the aftermath or whatever.
Oh, okay.
After the fire?
Yeah, so I went and saw, like, the wheelbarrow and all that crazy stuff.
What, do you remember Sunday, last Sunday? Not yesterday, but Sunday from last week?
Well, I think it was Saturday night. I think it was when Avi and Nick and Bo and I were all driving around. It was Sunday days when they found out, right? Or was it Monday?
Monday found out?
No, it was Monday. Yeah, I found out Monday. So, yeah, Sunday night, yeah. I don't really remember. I was probably home or with them.
So tell me about Saturday night when you're hanging out with these guys.
Yeah, we're all driving around, cruising around and everything. And then remember Javi was saying eventually, like, yeah, like, okay, when we're done, we're going to go and see Becky. and get something from her. Oh no, the COD parking pass thing. Yeah, that. So he's gonna go and give that to her. But apparently, she said that she'd want him to come up for some reason. I don't know. He never told me why or anything. Maybe he didn't. I forgot.
This is on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or yeah.
Did you see Becky at all on Saturday?
No, I didn't. The last time I saw her was that day in the Denny's, and that wasn't then. I was with my friend Lake Coraline in the house.
On Saturday?
Or when you saw Becky?
No, like last time I saw her, so I mean, a little
while back. Let me tell you this to help maybe your recollection. The fire at Becky's house was on Sunday night. Okay? So, thinking back to Saturday night, were you hanging out with Javier and anyone else?
I don't really remember. I think, was it Sunday that Javi and all them said that they were all driving around and everything? Or was that Saturday night?
Well, in order for me to corroborate what Javier is telling me, I need you to tell me versus me to tell you, and then
well,
you disagree with me.
To be honest, I don't really remember quite that well. It may have been like a Sunday because I remember my friend Alan calling me and saying that his dad would have found out on Monday because I was like on my way back from my English class in India, and he said he found out that there was a burnt body there and a wheelbarrow and the house burnt down. So maybe it was Sunday night.
Okay, well, let's do this. Okay, when did you find out about either Becky or Becky's house?
Becky's house was that Monday, like the day, I guess it was the day everyone found out.
How did you find out?
My friend Alan called me and said his dad.
Who's Alan?
Alan Gerber. He's my cousin's boyfriend, so pretty good friends.
And he said what?
No, he said that his dad, I think his dad went over there or found out the news or something like that. Because he lives up in Pinion as well. And he found out, and his dad told him, and he told me, and told me that happened.
So Alan's dad lives in Pinion?
Yeah.
Where does Alan live?
I couldn't tell you the address.
What city?
Home desert up in Pinion. Pinion Pines, I guess is what it's called.
Alan lives over with his dad then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought just his dad lived
there. No, sorry. He lives with his parents.
Okay.
So Alan called you. Hey, when was this?
Well, I get out of class at 10, so it's probably at like 10:30, 10:20.
On what day?
On Monday.
And what did Alan tell you?
He said, like, I got some crazy news for you. Like, apparently Becky's house burnt down. I was like, no way. Are you serious? And he's like, yeah, and apparently there's a dead body there too in a wheel, in a barrel or wheelbarrow, I don't know what he said. I mean, I didn't think it was Becky or, like, anyone there. I was just like, damn, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, I heard first from him, and then I called Javi up, and I told him, I was like, dude, did you hear the news? And he was like, yeah, Becky's house burned down. I was like, yeah, and they found a body, too. And I guess she didn't know about the body then. So he was like, holy crap, I'm going to get up there as soon as possible. So he got the bone and drove up there.
Okay, so we're going to backtrack. So, before school, where were you at before you went to school?
Before I opened up.
Before you went to school, where did you wake up?
Before I went to school Monday morning.
On Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at home.
Okay. You woke up Monday at your house?
Yeah, I should
have. Okay. Well, that's what I mean. I'm sure.
Because my memory is not
okay, well,
good.
I'm making it easy for you. Okay?
You're trying. It's pretty hard.
If I was in the front, I'd be holding your hand, but right now...
Right, that's cool.
Okay, so you went to bed Sunday night at your house?
Most likely, probably.
Okay. So, before you went to bed, where did you come from?
Well, that's the night that I was hanging out with Bo and Avi and all them, and I came from them. I think that was not, yeah, I was wearing like a long sleeve shirt this year too.
Okay. So, where were you hanging out on Sunday night?
That's the night we were driving around, I'm telling you guys. That was the night we were driving around, and we were hanging out basically all over the place. Just driving around and all that.
Oh, who was with you? Javi.
Bo Nash, Javi, and Nick Crum.
And Were you guys in separate cars or one car?
Just one car. We're in opposite side.
And what time did you meet up with this guy?
Probably, Javi initially came over to my house to hang out. That's right. And then he called. They called him up and they said, want to go do stuff. And yeah, that's right. So then Javi and I went in his car, met up with them.
What time did you meet up with Javier, Javi?
When he first came over to my house, it was probably like...
Was it dark outside?
I think it was. So it's probably, I'm guessing, like 6 to 8 or 9.
I remember what you were doing? Watching TV or?
Most likely, it was here on the computer.
Are you on MySpace?
Yeah.
What's your name on MySpace?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan?
Everyone comes with big names, but who knows?
So, Javier came over here on 6 to 8. And what was he driving?
His Intrepid.
And then where did you guys go?
We went to Del Taco, I think is what it was. It's either Del Taco or Burger King on De Palma and Ramon.
Okay.
It was either one. I think it was Del Taco, though. I'm not sure.
And then where?
Then I think that's when we all got in. No, Nick went and dropped off his car at some house that he knew the guys, because he didn't want to leave it anywhere. So he dropped it off around their place, and we all got in his car and drove around.
Well, where did you meet up with Nick at?
Nick Crum?
Yeah.
Bo was with him, so that's where we met them at the Del Taco or Burger King.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
So Javi came over to your house between 6 and 8,
yeah.
Sometime in there. You think it was dark already?
I think it was dark.
Okay, and then you guys went to the Del Taco, you and Javi?
It was either Del Taco or Burger King, I don't really remember.
Okay, so you and Javi drove to one of these restaurants.
But you know what, I think it was Burger King. Yeah, it had to have been Burger King.
So you guys drove there and you met up with Bo and Nick?
Yeah, we went in Javi's car. Javi and I, we drove there and met up with Nick and Bo.
Okay.
And who were Bo and Nick before you met up with them?
I have no idea.
You know about what time it was that you guys met up with them? I mean, when Javi came to your house, did you guys hang out for a little while? Or?
Yeah, we hung out for a little while. Maybe around like 8 to 9, around there. I'm just getting like guesses at the time.
Could it have been later or earlier?
It probably could have been later. I'm thinking around like 8 to 9 now.
Okay.
So what happened after Del Taco or Burger King?
We went and drove around,
they dropped me off eventually. And then they went... Well, either way, they dropped me off at my house, and then, like, before, I remember Javi mentioning the parking pass thing or whatever.
Gentlemen dropping you off.
It was pretty late at night, like 12 or 1, probably. Could have been 11, I don't know, but usually that's when I come home, like 12 or 1.
Do you have, like, a curfew, or...?
Not really, no.
So what do you guys do between these times?
In the car?
Or outside the car?
Or outside the car? Well... What do you mean outside the car?
Like, I mean, from 9 to midnight, you guys did something.
Yeah, well...
What was that?
They were all smoking.
Yeah. Well, again...
And I told them I wouldn't smoke.
Good for you. No, I'm not being facetious, though.
Did you guys go anywhere? Stop anywhere?
We stopped at like some neighborhood or something like that.
Okay. That's where they smoke?
Yeah.
What was the significance of the neighborhood?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask them. I think it must have been like a quiet place or something. I don't know.
Quieter than this neighborhood?
It didn't seem like it. I don't know. You have to ask them. It's their logic. I think they were already high when... Nick and Bo were already high.
I mean, was it someone's house? Did you guys meet
there? We didn't go to, like, any specific house. Just parked in, like, this neighborhood around there. I made them roll down the windows, too, so they wouldn't, like, hotbox it and all that crap.
So they smoked it in the car? They didn't get out?
Didn't get out.
All right.
Did you go to Javier, Nick, or Bo's house at all on Sunday?
Not that I remember. I don't think we did. I think we just drove around.
Did Javier talk to Becky anytime on Sunday night?
I don't know. I think I remember him saying he tried to call her, but it didn't work. Or, like, it was busy or something like that.
Why would he be calling her when he's hanging out with all his friends?
Oh, because of the parking pass thing.
What, did he have, like, her parking pass, or...?
Yeah, for COD.
Did he share one, or...?
I have no idea. He'd always have, like... her stuff, his house and stuff, probably be at her house, I'm guessing, but, like, it'd always be, like, her shoes at his house or something like that.
But you do remember something specifically about this parking pass thing?
Yeah.
Did you guys drive by Denny's at all to see if she was there working?
I don't think so. I don't think we did. You probably would have known if she was working, too. So...
Did you guys ever go visit her at work?
Well, we went to Denny's a lot with her, but I think the only time I actually saw her at work was when that last time I saw her.
Like a month before this thing happened?
Well, no, that was like probably maybe a week for that one.
Okay.
Have you talked to Javier today?
Yeah.
What time did you talk to him?
He's at my house right now.
Javier's there now?
Yeah. Yeah, she's in the trailer out there.
Good thing I asked that, huh?
Yeah.
So what did he tell you about us today, anything?
Oh, well, he was just like, last name DeClaire, I think is what it is.
LeClaire,
yeah. He's like, is it LeClaire? Is it LeClaire? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, yeah, that's my detective, or something like that. And so he said, yeah, he talked to me for a while. He talked to this person, that person.
Did Javier talk to you before I called you on the phone? About
you guys?
Yeah.
No.
Did he say he talked to the police today?
No, did he?
Did he tell you he talked to the police today before I called you?
Not that I remember. I don't think he did.
This is here with you, Corey.
Yeah.
Okay. And we need to get to the bottom of this.
Were you involved in any of this?
No.
Okay. Is this serious to you, or is this...
Well, yeah, it's serious, but I wasn't really that, like, close there. I mean, yeah, we partied, and, you know, you have those sentimental drunken talks, you know, where you just discuss your issues or whatever, but I only got drunk with her, basically. I didn't really hang out with her much sober.
What time did Javi come over?
I don't know, probably like an hour ago, probably something like that, an hour or two ago.
And he didn't mention anything about talking to the cops today?
I don't think he did. I don't remember him saying anything.
Is your memory that bad that you wouldn't remember that?
Yeah. Actually, it is. I really don't pay attention to that kind of stuff, just one ear and not the other.
Is Nick at school? Or am I thinking of a different Nick?
Two Nicks, Crumb and Nick. Nick Crumb?
Yeah, where's he live?
This is, I think it's Sky Valley.
Nick does?
Yeah, Nick Crumb.
What Nick were you with?
The night we were all driving around?
Yeah.
Nick Crumb.
Nick Crumb?
Yeah.
C-R-U-M?
Yeah, C-R-U-M.
What's his phone number?
I have it on my cell phone. But my cell phone with me.
So what else did you do Sunday before Javi came to your house?
I don't know. I was probably sitting around. I was doing nothing.
Were your parents home Sunday?
My mom probably was. Yes, Saturdays and Sundays off. But she might have been like my aunt's house. I don't know. She probably was home.
You have any brothers or sisters?
No, I'm the only child.
And your dad works on Sundays, or?
I don't know. I think he like recently changed. Now I know he works his days off from Monday, Tuesday. I mean, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So I think he may have been there, but he's been working like a lot of overtime lately. So.
What's your dad's name?
Michael.
And what's your mom's name?
Carrie.
What else can you tell us?
Well, that he smoked a lot. I heard from, like, Alan. I think he grew up with her for a while. I mean, he grew up with Bingham too. So, like, he'd go over to her house a lot when he was a kid. And he said that she had, like, a lot of, like, issues, whatever, drama in her life. Crap like that. Crap I don't really want to get mixed up in because of my drama. But, he said, like, from when he knew her, I don't think he's, like, really talked to her recently at all. So he probably knows it. This is what Javi told me. He's like, yeah, he knows her from way back when she was going like through like hard times and she was at her worst. But like apparently he said she would like come to school with like cuts on her wrist, saying she would like trap her.
Alan would say that?
Yeah. And I think Javi even confirmed it. He was like, yeah, she was going through like, she was at her worst then or something. And he said that like she would ask him or Claire, her other, you know, really good friend apparently, to like kill her. Like, I have a gun, I have bullets or something, just kill me. So like he's like, he didn't like that. He was like, she's...
Alan would tell you this?
Yeah.
What school did he go to?
Palm Desert, yeah.
Is that where you went?
No, I go to Cat City. Or two.
So the only time you've ever been to Becky's house was just this week after it burned down?
Yeah, this is the first time I actually saw it. I mean, I heard about it, like, big wooden steps and stuff like that. But.
You know Nick that lives up there, Coraline or whatever? Yeah. You ever been to his house?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Were you at his house at all this weekend?
This weekend?
Or last weekend?
Last weekend, I think we had, like, a
kind of a going away thing or something like that. I think it might have been, yeah, I think it was like a going away party or something like that. You know, like every weekend or every other weekend, we'd be up there in the spot. It's just like partying.
Who lives there with him?
Coraline is his brother, Lloyd, his mom and dad.
So he had some kind of going away something?
Yeah, because he's going to UC Davis, or he's already there now, but he left Friday, I think it was.
And you weren't up there at all Sunday?
That night.
Or day?
The night of Becky's thing.
Any time on that Sunday?
No.
So Saturday night you were up at Nick's house, and how late were you there at Nick's house? Do you remember how you got there?
I probably drove.
You don't remember if you drove or not?
No, I probably drove. Usually I drive up there. I guess I was partying up his house Saturday night.
You're what?
I guess I was partying up his house Saturday night. You'd say that.
What do you drive?
My Nissan.
What is
it? E5 model.
The truck?
Yeah.
Were you going to tell us what Javier was
there? I thought you actually already knew because he was there. I thought you guys saw him.
Saw him where?
Walking through the house. That didn't seem like a big thing or anything.
It's not a big thing other than we're sitting here talking about him, and it's kind of odd that we're talking about him and he's in your house and you don't remember much.
What color is your truck?
Tan. It's a light tan.
So Saturday night, think back. Think back, did I drive up there? Did I get a ride? How'd I get home?
Probably drove.
Well, probably he's not.
And if I was up at his house, we were most likely partying. And so I probably got pretty drunk too.
But you don't remember?
To be honest, that was like, what was it?
A whole week ago.
Yeah. I kid you not, guys. My memory is not the greatest sort there.
Well, you remember what Becky told you about Robert months ago.
Yeah, well, that's kind of stuff that, like, kind of like personal stuff and all that.
Well, did anything personal happen, you know, 7 days ago, 8 days ago?
Not that I know of.
Personally drove to a party. You personally were at a party where you're... friend personally was, and
yeah, that's just casual stuff. And then drive up and go to the party. So we partied there so many times. Actually, I was talking to
well, this is kind of like a big deal if it's going away to college party, right?
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I mean, I get parties merged together. I think this happened at that party when it really happened at that one. It's just kind of like an average thing.
Did you see Becky at this party Saturday?
No, I remember it was one where Helen. You know, Hobby and Bo and Crumb and all of us were there. And that might have been that Saturday. And I think Becky dropped off Hobby there. And I think it was Hobby and Bo, she dropped them off or something like that. I remember she drove up, dropped them off, and then took off. Then picked them up like a ways after. Said they needed a ride or something like that. Or they wanted there to come pick them up. So she didn't want to go up to the house or something like that. So she... stop by this one, of course, we can turn out the house and just waited there for him.
And you think that, or somebody told you that, or?
I remember Javi told me that.
So Javi didn't have a car up there then, or?
I don't think he did. I think he was getting a ride from back here.
And this would have been Saturday, you're saying that?
I'm guessing so.
She dropped Javi off at the house?
I remember that happening. Like, I didn't see it, but he told me about that. Like, she dropped him off at the house. And I guess Bo was with him, too.
And then she came by. She didn't stay at the party then?
No, because Alan was there and played with Robert.
Alan and Becky don't get along, or? How come?
It's never really been kind of clear. Like, I think it was like Becky said, Alan, was like, she always talked crap about me, like, he's such a bad person, so
About
Alan?
Yeah. And he was like, dude, that she's a nutcase. She's crazy. She smokes all the time. She's done hard drugs, too. Trust me, I know she has. So it's like one side here, but I kind of know Alan a little better, so.
And how old is he? 18?
20.
20? White guy?
He's white and Hispanic. But I mean, if you talk to him, then you assume he's white.
So he would have graduated like in 04 or something?
Yeah, I think he was a year. But yeah, I think she was turning 19, I think. Something birthday or on a birthday, whatever it was. And he's 20, so he probably like a year ahead of her. No, yeah, I think he graduated in 04. I remember seeing like a graduation tree he wore one time.
Okay, so you know what time you got to Nick's house Saturday? Did you spend the night there?
If I drink, yeah. Usually I always spend the night up there. If I drink, so yeah, I'd most likely spend the night.
But you don't remember spending the night?
Obviously, I guess I did, but I mean, I don't remember it. Say the chance, I probably did spend the night, so.
Do you remember coming home Saturday, or what did you do Saturday?
What did I do Saturday? I couldn't tell you. Maybe I hung out with Alan, or maybe I was just home alone doing TV. Probably slept in until like 1 or something like that.
How come my memory's so bad?
Lately, it's been really shitty. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm drinking too much alcohol.
Lately since, when?
I don't know, it's been like that for a few months, I guess, I don't know.
What happened to your drink? Daily?
Well, I've been drinking, no, it's like, I don't know, one point it was like this day, you know, we partied, and the next day we partied, and then day after that, like, you know, you skip a day, and then it's been not kind of like calm down. It's just like, you know, the weekends, try to sleep in the weekends.
How are you doing in school?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Been on COD?
Mm-hmm.
Fine for the most part.
You can do your homework and you don't forget stuff, or...
I'll definitely like forget stuff. I'll forget like so like I'll write it down and then I'll forget anyways. I'm like my dad, he forgets a lot of stuff too, so he's inherited that thing. He's always writing post-it notes down of what to do and stuff so he doesn't forget. He's very forgetful like me, I guess.
but I'm too lazy to use the closer thing.
So Saturday, you were at Nick's house. You think you were drinking? Probably drinking.
Most likely.
Not quite sure how you got there. Not quite sure how you got home. Not quite sure what you did the rest of the day Saturday, if you were there, here.
Okay, well, let's just go to what would have happened if I wasn't Nick. I probably drove up. Let's just say I drove up.
Well, I don't want to... Like Gary said, okay, this is real serious.
Yeah.
Okay. Three people are dead, man. Three people are dead. Okay? And you can't remember if you drove to his house?
Well, I mean, I don't remember. I'm sure I did. I think I've gotten a ride up there a couple times, maybe. But my most likely, I probably did drive. I mean, I don't specifically remember driving up the hill, but I'm sure I did. That's the best I can do.
Are you, like, under a doctor's care at all or anything? Are you taking any medication for anything?
Just allergy meds.
Nothing else? So the party was Saturday night? Or was it Friday night?
Well, I'm just going on what you went with the Saturday night. I'm assuming it's on the Saturday night. Could have been on a Friday night too, but, I mean, you mentioned Saturday, so I'm like, it was Saturday.
Well, we were just asking you what you did Saturday, that's why. So you think the party was Saturday? I mean, do you remember what Friday was?
You said, so you're at the party Saturday, so it's like, okay, I guess you got some more info, so I'll just roll it.
No, I'm just... I don't know if it was Saturday or not. So I'm asking you.
So you're at the party Saturday. I was like, Saturday.
Okay, but you're not, what I'm getting at now is you're not sure if it was Saturday.
Well, yeah, now you mentioned, was it Friday? I'm like, I don't know.
Because I wasn't there. I don't know what day it was. Could have been Friday and Saturday for all I know. I mean, you know.
Is this just a game, Donovan, that we're playing?
No.
That we ask a question and you ask... Do you say you don't remember?
No, I don't see why I would lie to you guys.
Do you care that Becky's dead?
Sure I do. I mean, I feel sorry for Javi acting all depressed and everything. I mean, I didn't know her. I did have good times with her, but I mean, I wasn't like extremely close, really. Really good friends with her.
So is there any reason why somebody may have told us that they saw you up in the Pinion area on Sunday?
If this was on Saturday night, then I would have stayed at his house and then woken up that day. And if that was a Sunday that I woke up, I remember it. That's the right day because I remember how on my vodka and I was like, let's get drunk in the morning. I was like, what the hell, why not? Then I turned out to be a mess. So maybe it was a Friday.
Well, it turned out to be a mess with the vodka.
You guys, what's up?
What turned out to be a mess with the vodka?
Didn't hydrate in the morning. Been drinking water or something like that. So I got later on the day. I had a chili burrito thing, but all that. Quite so well. And apparently, Alan was hungover for most of the day either. He said, never again.
So, your mom bought you a chili burrito or something?
No, she brought it home from like a dinner thing she went to.
How can you remember that? You can't remember half the other things you talked about.
Because I got sick that day. I remember because, like, you know, Alan would bring it up, like, yeah, when we got drunk, I'm not doing that again in the morning. I just remember certain things like that.
Okay, so let's go to the day that you got sick. All right, what else did you do that day? You remember your mom bringing you a burrito? She brought it home, so was it nighttime already when you ate it?
No, I think it was... I remember... Christ, you see how emergency parties are? This could be another party, I don't know. Either way, I remember drinking that day in the morning. Now, and I have a video of it too, Alan and I were like... from that night because I had my video camera and we were like doing, you know, punching each other in the arm so you can take it harder and all that.
You have that here?
Yeah.
so it probably has like the date on it.
I don't know. I've never really messed with the date, so I can tell you if it's right or not. I don't think it really shows the date on it either.
So would this have been from video from Nick's party?
Yeah. I think we got some, we got some party night, because that's apparently when Nick Coraline was having wild drunken sex with some girl in his room. We like barged in with a video camera and like tried to mess with him then.
Is this a digital recorder thing, or is it tape, or?
It's tape. I mean, you can transfer it on the computer through like FireWire.
It's tape? Like what?
It's like a little
VHS
compact? Yeah, a little compact one like that.
And who else is at this party?
That one, it was Alan, my cousin Brandy, his girlfriend, myself, Javi, and I believe Javi was there. Yeah, he was. And Bo Nash, Nick Rum, Val, and Sayard.
Who?
Sayard's another girl that lives up in Kenya. She only heard of Beck, she didn't really know her. And I'm pretty sure Alex was there too.
So what if we were to borrow the tape and get the tape back to you so we can see who's all at this place?
Yeah, you can borrow it. It's been kind of acting like kind of weird, like the tape itself, I think. My friend, we were drinking or whatever, was up at Nick's house again. I brought the video camera, like the latest one, which was probably like last Wednesday, I think it was. Yeah. And, you know, just drunk and idiot, like, going with, like, you know, and brought the camera, trying to catch it, and fell with it, and so it's not focusing, and I try to, like, rewind the tape, and it's kind of stuck sometimes, and it's acting weird, but you guys will probably still watch it.
All right.
So as far as, like, this house fire goes, is any of our evidence that we have going to link us back to you being involved in this?
Yeah. I mean, this first time I went up there was afterwards, like after that part.
That's the first time you went to her house? Well, how far is Nick's house from her house?
I was a little hungover when I drove over there with Javi because I wanted to see it, but I guess it's like a 2 to 5 minute drive, like something like that.
So, I mean, you can walk it 10 minutes maybe? 15 minutes?
Probably.
Do you know what a polygraph is?
Yeah.
What is a polygraph?
It's like a lie detector, isn't it?
Yeah. So, would you be willing to take a polygraph?
Sure.
Okay, and if I asked you a question on that polygraph, did you have anything to do with the death of Becky Friendly? How would you answer that?
No.
And what would the results show me?
Show that I was not lying.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Positive.
Pretty positive.
You're pretty positive?
100%.
Do you know who's involved in it?
I have no idea. And the only time I found out was when Alan called me, so.
How come you're kind of smiling?
It's looking kind of awkward almost today.
Well, we gotta ask certain questions.
Yeah, I know. My dad's a detective, so he's told me a lot about this stuff.
Then you don't smoke weed?
I've tried a few times. Like, you know, paranoid and crap and get weak.
What about, like, you ever do any E or anything like that? Or not E, but X or nothing?
Weed is the farthest I've gone.
Just that and drinking?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like to drink?
Vodka is my drink of choice because you feel it, like, the fastest. Rum would probably be my second because it kind of sneaks up on you. It's kind of fun. I don't know if you guys drink a lot of vodka, but it's kind of fun sometimes. But, then comes, like, you know, the Malibu ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, like, you know, because since we're trying to be cheap, we're not really going to, like, do a lot of mixed drinks, so we'll just do, like, shots and stuff like that. Every once in a while, we'll do, like, mixed drinks with, like, screwdrivers, something like that.
These are just, like, shots of vodka?
Yeah. Just, like, straight vodka. Pretty intense.
Do you know what happened to Becky?
Well, from what I heard from Javi, was that she... Like, apparently, I guess the parents were killed first or something like that. And she did get away. Like, she got, like, a mile and a half or a half mile out into, like, the desert. And I guess the guy, like, the guy's guy, whatever, like, chased her down. And I think they beat her or shot her. I remember hearing that they all got shot, so I guess he shot her or something like that. And... just got the wheelbarrow to get out there. Yeah, he said, we went there and said there were, like, tracks leading up and then back. So I guess he took the wheelbarrow all the way up there, put her in that thing and put her back and, like, torched her with the house.
And that's what Javi told you what happened?
Yeah, pretty much that's what he's, that's probably merged with some other, like, little details.
Did he say where he heard all that?
Not really. I mean, he just heard it from, like, I don't know, friends or something like that, like neighbors. There was the neighbors that mentioned, like, the thing with the wheelbarrow, like, the tracks going all the way out. Like he said, they followed him all the way out there. It was about, like, half a mile or a mile and a half. So, I mean...
What did you guys do up there today?
Up where?
At the house.
At 74?
Yeah.
I didn't go up there.
What did you go up there?
Probably went up there today with Claire, but the last day was when I took Javi there, so I guess that was like, I remember I was hungover. It was after the aftermath and all that, so it was probably like last weekend or something like that.
Last weekend?
Probably, whatever it was, like the last time we partied with Nick. Or no, and that would have happened like Wednesday. So yeah, it was probably like Thursday morning that I took him there. Apparently he'd gone out there like the day before or something like that, like 4 or 5 times just to like look at the house and get a memory and all that crap.
So you guys partied at Nick's house again Wednesday night?
Yeah. That was his like, that was his going away party.
Wednesday night was?
Yeah, that was his going away party. Because then I thought he was leaving Thursday to UC Davis, but it turned out he was leaving Friday.
We're talking Wednesday last week or
yeah,
Wednesday?
Last Wednesday.
Okay, so Wednesday after the fire at Becky's house?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, Becky couldn't have dropped Javi off then, right?
No, that must have been like a party before that then.
All right. You got anything else right now?
No. You just get that VHS.
Yeah. And do you want crumbs number 2?
Yeah. And we'll get you the video back in the next couple of days or so.
Right.
What's your school schedule?
Well, Mondays is like my busiest. I go to the class. Like, my English class is at 8. It goes all the way to 10. It's way out in Indio. And I want to drop a band classes. So. And I have to drive out there and wake up early in the morning because I have to wake up at like 7. And my next class is at 3:30. That's my math class. And that runs all the way to 6:30, but usually we get out at like 5:30 to 6. It's usually done with all our stuff then. And then at 6:45 is my history of photography one. And that runs all the way to like 9:45, so it's a long class.
You didn't go to that today?
I didn't go to my history of photography one today, or the other, English one.
You just went to your math class?
Yeah. And Wednesdays, I just have the English, same time and math, same time. That's why history of photography is so long, it's just one day.
Alright. Nothing else? Alright. Okay, look at that tape and then, we'll get back to you in the next couple of days or so. You'll be usually home, or we can just call your cell phone. And
yeah, you can just call my cell phone.
All right.
It's actually 8 million.
I know that number. I've seen that number.
What's your address, Corey?
What's up?
Your address?
That is space.
It's 8 millimeter?
Yeah. Millimeter selling.
Whenever we collect something from somebody, we got to give you a receipt for it, okay? Whenever we collect something from somebody, you have to give me a receipt for it, okay? That's all this is. Same, we're taking 1 millimeter tape. And I just need you to sign right here.
You went up there to help him clean up, and you didn't come home till late Sunday. So you were up there all day Saturday, stayed the night, and came home Sunday.
That was like the week before then.
I hope you don't.
All coming together.
No.
Okay. They don't remember.
Yeah. He was already up there on Saturday.
All right, well, appreciate it, Corey. Thank you for allowing
me. Stayed like, no problem. I came home Sunday, and then you may have come back up. I don't remember. Can't keep track of him. He's gone more than he's here.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Like a boy.
All right.
He just makes pit stops here.
See you guys later.
All right.
Justice is an NBI Studios production and is distributed by Wondery. Edited by Kelly Barron's Brink and sound engineered by Shane Yoder. All music for the show was created, composed, and scored by PutThemInASong.com, who also mixed and mastered this episode. All of our fonts across all of our logos and banners were created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design, and you can find more of Tate's work on Etsy. Thank you to Katie Ross of CreatedInTandem.com for designing, creating, managing, and maintaining our website. TruthAndJusticePod.com, where you can view all photos and documents discussed in every episode. And a big thank you to our transcription team, Pamela Westby, Kathy McElhaney, Kay Woodyomnik, Ginger Fiola, Erica Cantor, Danielle Rohr, Jennifer Ford, Courtney Wimberly, and Melissa Cardenas. And as always, thank you to all of you for all of your engagement and support. If you like the show and you'd like to support us, you can do so in several ways. To financially support the show, the best thing you can do is just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You'll not only be supporting the show, but you'll get something in return. On Patreon, you can pledge as little as $3 a month, and we have reward levels. For just $5 a month, you get access to ad-free versions of all of our episodes and behind-the-scenes bonus video content every week. Then other reward levels include t-shirts, hats, and even the opportunity to co-host one of our Friday follow-up episodes. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You can also do us a huge favor by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. And lastly, you can always support us by supporting the brands that sponsor this program. If you have a new case that you'd like us to consider for future seasons, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. And the most important thing that you can do is to engage in our investigations. You can keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the Truth and Justice Podcast fans page on Facebook. And for all you tweeters out there, you can connect with us on Twitter @TruthJusticePod. And I can be found personally on all forms of social media @BobRuffTruth. And don't forget that we always have our 24/7 voicemail line open for questions, comments, or tips on our cases. That phone number is 269-224-2833. However you do it, stay engaged, stay in touch. But as for now, I'm signing off. I'm Bob Ruff, and this has been Truth and Justice.
The Ford Ranger, a vehicle for all terrains and every passion. It's a workmate, a playmate, and to its drivers, a soulmate. So how do you improve the Ford Ranger? You go all in. The all-new Ford Ranger, the UK's best-selling pickup. Now available with rear bumper steps, tailgate workbench, and enlarged load box that can fit a Euro pallet. Go break it in. Search all-new Ford Ranger. Ford Pro. Driving productivity. According to SMMT data, features may be optional extras with additional cost.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.